NRA, Harris slash Waltz camo hats can camouflage fact they are gun-grabbing radicals. By A.W.R. Hawkins on August 8, 2024. Randy Kaza, executive director of the NRA's Institute for Legislative Action, commented on the Harris slash Waltz campaign camo hats by pointing out the hats can't camouflage Harris and Waltz's gun-grabbing tendencies and plans. Teen Vogue noted that a camo hat, their own version of which the Harris slash Waltz campaign quickly launched after Waltz was announced as VP candidate, now has a meaning beyond what it ever did before. Later in the article, Teen Vogue suggested, where the camo cap was a symbol of conservatism, particularly because of its association with guns and the military, it now represents a different kind of freedom. But some people see it differently. For example, the Seattle Times quoted NRA Ilas Kaza saying, "A camo hat can't camouflage the fact that Kamala Harris and Tim Waltz are gun-grabbing radicals who support confiscating firearms from law-abiding hunters and gun owners." And 35-year-old Colby McNeil, a Colorado construction worker, sees the Harris-slash-Waltz camo hat as a sort of misrepresentation. McNeil said, "I find it very frustrating that people are very anti-hunting in the cities, especially liberal cities," adding that such people might wear a camo hat, but they'll vote against the right to hunt when it comes down to it. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio, a member of Gun Owners of America, and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and has a PhD in military history. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.